Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Heal the Ring podcast here. Endeavor TKO's Cody Rhodes WrestleMania story. I asked the question, is it fueled by politics, corporate sponsors, or selfishness? Stay tuned here on the Heal the Ring podcast.
I'm awesome! You people bought a ticket to see me, so shut up.
Yeah. Sometimes I get so mad, there's no control.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you live under a rock,
might grab a bat, I don't know, my wrath, my blood boils overnight. Oh God, here goes, I lost all feeling from my head to my toes. You said some shit that I can't let go, so just stay tuned for the rest of the show.
So have you ever felt betrayed? Switches how you see things, realize something needs change. Cause I know you got me fucked up, let me show you what's up. Cause enough is enough. Take a face full of pavement just to make a statement. I know there's no turning back. Oh God, adrenaline wasted. So mad I can taste it. I know there's no turning back. I'll do what it takes. I ain't making mistakes like that. I'll bleed on your face to make you go take it back. I'll lose my shit. I go crazy when I'm mad. And now you're gonna wish you're just a fucking person.
What's going on, internet world? Salute, salute, salute. I am the host, BX Sports Jedi Kev. Welcome to the Heal in the Ring podcast. A lot has happened in the last few hours from the WWE, news of the WWE from SmackDown. The promo or the main event segment of SmackDown ripples around the whole world of professional wrestling. Of course, we all know last week a wonderful situation happened. Two times Cody Rhodes has become a Royal Rumble winner, and to have that promo in the ring, we saw on Monday night Seth freaking Rollins put a very compelling argument about why he, Cody, should wrestle or choose him for the World Heavyweight title and not worry about the politicking. Remember, Seth freaking Rollins mentioned it on the promo on Monday Night Raw. If you're listening and dissect it, the politicking title, the Hollywood title, and he's foreshadowing or letting us know what was going to happen last night on Friday Night SmackDown. This is recorded Saturday. This is instant reaction, or I wanted to sleep on it before I wanted to come on with Roll Emotions and talk about what happened. And I asked, and Rollins' promo hit home. And if you look at it, and we'll talk about the Roman part as well, but the politicking, the Hollywood, the Hulk Hogan, the politicking title. And then going to the end of the week, we're all excited. I mean, taken away from a hell of a SmackDown, barely challenging Io Sky. Tiffany Stratton signs with SmackDown. Braun Breaker on the TV. Don't know which contract. He has two contracts in his hands. We'll get to all that in a second. But we all wanted to know, where does Cody Rhodes road lies? And we see that we waited and waited, and then we see that first and foremost, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, who is right now on a historical run. Right now, WWE is in a massive growth, even more. I mean, my goodness, how bigger can they get? They're getting even larger, ladies and gentlemen. We all know the big deal with Netflix, $5 billion for the next 10 years. New ownership, Ari Emanuel, TKO Holdings. Also, there is that Vince McMahon negative scandal, Brock Lesnar involved. Everyone knows that. I asked the question, and I put it on my video title. It looks like Endeavor pretty much TKO'd Cody Rhodes, finished the story for this WrestleMania. You've seen that Rock, it reports out there that Rock politicked his way to this main event, making look Dwayne The Rock Johnson selfish. We also saw sponsorship wanting to pull out. We saw last week, all the talk was Slim Jim wanted out of the Rumble, wasn't going to sponsor, wasn't going to be, they said a hell with it with the Vince McMahon situation. And of course, you hear it on Busted Open Radio. You hear it on all the different podcasts. Busted Open opens up their own sponsor, saying that the Slim Jim is the largest sponsorship WWE in WWE history. They just signed, you know, and when he says that on his read of the promo, that's a lot of money. What does these corporations, because they don't, at the end of the day, all corporations, we know this, don't give a flying fuck, and excuse my language, for any one of us, the consumers. They want our money, but they don't care about our investments or what we want. They want what's good for money, what's good for making a buck, making a dollar turn into a $1.15. Even if they make a 15 cents profit, to them it's a profit. They don't give two craps about what the consumer wants at that moment. And again, this is not a hate for Wayne the Rock Johnson. I kind of want this. I wanted that match. If you don't see me there, if you notice, but I didn't like the way they got to it, how they foretold the story of how they got to Roman versus The Rock here. I still want to see The Rock versus Roman. Because the minute Roman Reigns declared himself head of the table and a couple years ago, that's when that story began. Remember, Cody was out there like the way Triple H said, or the way they said, with his little friends on an independent scene doing independent shows when The Rock declared himself head of the table. So that story took front and center. That's the story that needs to be finished. And I understand that where the WWE wants to tell us, that's the story that needs to be finished first before we start this new story that's going to propel us into the next 10 years or 5 years in Cody Rhodes' run in the WWE. Remember, and I want to say this again, if Cody Rhodes, I know everyone says he looked upset, he looked pissed off, he looked irate. He just signed a 5-year deal with the WWE in November. He just re-upped for 5 more years. He's got creative control in his clause. Cody will be world champion, and he will be a world champion, but it's not going to happen at this WrestleMania, unfortunately. Would I've loved them to finish the story of WrestleMania 40? Absolutely. It's a milestone WrestleMania. It's 40-year anniversary. But there's something to be said when you have The Rock, who was a transcender in the WWE in the Attitude Era. Oh, but you're living the Attitude Era. But he never left for WCW. He might have left for Hollywood, but he always carried the WWE flagship brand on his shoulders. Cody asked to leave. Cody went to All Elite Wrestling. One of the last images that you see running around in the internet is him taking that sledgehammer from Brandy, going up, walking up the ramp, and destroying Triple H's King of King Thrones. And I'm not saying, and there has been reports that it's not a vindictive move. It's not. I believe that. We saw Triple H in the media scrum talk about Cody Rhodes. He gets it, and Triple H respects the business from every little aspect of knowing what the fans want, what he wants to give us as a booker, as a creative control, as a performer in the ring. He gets it. He understands it. He understands what makes money. What the crowd, what the raw and the growth of the crowd giving Cody. But I asked, we know everyone and their mothers knows The Rock is going to bring eyeballs outside of the wrestling community. The wrestling fan is hooked no matter what. We're wrestling fans. We're going to watch it. I've said it many times over and over. All Elite Wrestling, you could put two turds in the middle of the ring running around, going around and flushing down the toilet. If it's AEW Wrestling, the marks are going to cheer it. We're going to like it because it's wrestling. We're going to be entertained by it. WWE, TKO Holdings, Endeavor, they want the other. They want the casuals. They want to stay. And it sucks because they're being persuaded by the NFL. And I say, why you say that, Jedi? Look what's the NFL doing right now with the numbers, because they put one person on TV for 30 seconds, maybe 6-7 times a game, and that's Taylor Swift. They just show Taylor Swift. She doesn't play football. She doesn't throw it down. All she just sits there in her coat Maybe she does a stupid little move back and forth and cheers for her boyfriend or fiance, whoever she's banging right now. And the ratings are going bananas. Now you have housewives coming in to watch the NFL. Now you have people who don't even care about the game of football, don't even know the rules, because they just want to see 30 seconds of Taylor Swift. My point is, they're showing Dwayne The Rock Johnson, TKO Holdings. All these moves are strategic, above and beyond Triple H's pay rate. Maybe above beyond Nick Khan. This is coming from the board members, from TKO Endeavor, from corporate, from sponsors. Rock has to be the guy to be put in this main event. That's the pressure that they gave them. That's the cards they were dealt with. Listen, Triple H, we don't know what the name, what the outcome of this scandal of coming out. How involved does Triple H know? What ins and outs? And again, we mentioned it on our watch along yesterday. You can't, people that aren't, that get upset for not whistleblowing, you're powerless. Do you really, it's you versus the corporate world, someone who's above you with more authority and power. You're going to try to out or whistle or shine the light where people above you have more power. They could shut you up or totally blackball you. You got to remember that. Some of these folks, and they always, that's why they always say strength is in unity. But when it comes to whistleblowing, people tend and protecting their own home, their own income, people will quickly push you in front of that train and move and take a step back. They'll lean back and let you be the fall guy. So you got to be careful when you want to blame or say, oh, he should have whistleblowed or said something. How put it this way, how are you going to be the one to tell your wife that your father-in-law is doing so-and-so-and-so to the family? Maybe they could have that talk and they go, you know what, that's for another day of arguing. And again, we have to wait what the trial says in the court, you know, but in the court of public opinion, it does not look good. And if you're Triple H and creative and that's your father-in-law involved in that scandal, regardless of the fact you're married to the McMahon family legacy with Stephanie, and then someone above you who, remember, Triple H is not on the board of directors. When this merger happened, he was not on the board. He's just head of creative and talent relations. You got now a board member in Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming in, making an audible. By the way, here's another move by Rock Johnson. This is the one that got me bothered. He's got Brian Gerwitz will be in the mix as a voice representing The Rock's and WWE Creative going forward. It's believed that Gerwitz will be around physically, at least in major shows going forward. Could even be part of Plan B, Endeavor pivots. Listen to that. In case they pivot away from WWE direction and go with Dwayne Rock backing creative down the line. That means if they want to get rid of Triple H, they're already putting successors in contingency in case Triple H says, you know what, I'm going to quit. Because if you're going to undermine my wrestling thought, I'm working in the game with another Vince McMahon. Pretty much that's what that is. I'm working with another Vince McMahon. If you're going to bring this guy, Rock is going to bring his guy. And he wrote all the Rock's promos. And he was his friend and his writer for the Young Rock. There is history between them. Yes, they're good friends. I'm not liking this corporate takeover. That's why I put on the title. Is this move for WrestleMania? It's a politic move. I hate to say it, and I was in favor, and I'm still want to see Rock Roman because that story needs to finish. The head of the table has to be finished, and it has to be in a WrestleMania. But listen, 51, 52 years old for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I can't wait for him to see him 53 next year at WrestleMania, to be honest with you. I just want this done. Fight Roman, both of you guys. Get the On and Only family going. Get that match going and go on your merry way. Seriously. This is where I'm at. And I like the Bloodline storyline. I want to see Rock and Roman. But at this point, what broke my heart or compelled me here? The look and the way Cody walked away from the ring. A defeated man. He says, damn, I went and banked on myself. I went on my own, made myself relevant, guy and over, came back to the company as a conquering hero. The crowd goes crazy. The whoa, 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 the merchandise. Everyone wants this Cody, Cody, Cody. I wish they would have changed or gotten a different way of getting me this match. Roman versus Rock than what they did last night. I didn't like the execution of how we got to this storyline. It's the right call, guys. I hate to say it, but I didn't like the way they got to it, how they got to the story at the end of the day. That's just me thinking about it, sleeping on it, or, you know, waiting on it. And again, I wanted to see Rock versus Roman this year. Yes, I'm not going to be hypocritical because my videos are there. I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it, but I just did not like the way they told that story yesterday night, especially when Roman comes on and say that that title was a number two title, diminishing the world heavyweight title, not, you know, putting any prestige. He says, you know what? I would have liked Roman to say, Seth is talking all this about that title, whatever the case is. He can have his moment in the sun on the other show. I'm going to take care of this business here with Cody Rhodes. And Roman, we got some unfinished. Roman would have said, Seth, we got some unfinished business. I'm going to take that title from you and really going to make it a prestige title. I'm going to put the pizzazz in that world heavyweight title, not diminish it. See, words have authority. I wish Roman was dicing that. Roman's promo was phenomenal. I'm not going to come in here and say it was terrible because I popped on in at the watch along. It was great. It was a great, great promo by Roman Reigns. Excellent. He just had to put over that world heavyweight title just more and say, you know what? I'm coming for that next. That's my next title I want to conquer on my Reigns as head of the table, as your tribal chief. That's going to fulfill me as your tribal chief coming after that world heavyweight title. After I'm done with you and closing your story for good and giving you two straight losses, I'm going to, you know, you're going to wait another year to get another, to catch an L. That would have been phenomenal. But then the way Cody left, I mean, Rock comes in, Rock, he embraces, he gives the Judas hug. Man, look, remember, Judas even gave Christ a kiss when he betrayed him. I mean, I feel so bad, but this is what wrestling's supposed to do, isn't it? Isn't it supposed to be a modern day soap opera for us, the adults, male adults? This is what exactly, and if you look at the whole grand scheme of things, that's what it did. It became has become a soap opera and of unpredictability. One thing we all complain about, Vince McMahon, very, very predictable. You can see his moves being telegraphed miles ahead or months ahead. Some of us says, why am I going to bother watching Raw, SmackDown, so forth? If I know what Vince is going to do at the end of the day, he's going to force feed us John Cena. He's going to force feed us John Cena versus XYZ. Rock is going to, and granted, Rock has come back and taken a place away. We've seen it done time and time again. And you know what the WWE is doing right here to us too? Not only touching us on emotional strings, in negative, right, wrong, or indifferent, for whatever we want to say, but it's making Cody's words stand out even more. That's why we have to listen to all these different promos. It's not a moment to go get soda, go get a beverage, change the channel. You got to now. This is what, and again, if this is what's done intentional, bravo for creative. You now have to listen to every sack word coming out of these performers' mouth and promos. Cody Rhodes, when he said, I am more CM Punk than CM Punk is CM Punk, what did just happen? Rock took his WrestleMania main event away. That's another homage to the words and promos being spoken, being said. We might not like it, but when you look at it in the grand scheme of things and you sit back, bravo. Bravo on that. Again. Now, where does that leave Cody Rhodes for this WrestleMania? Everyone's thinking the natural choice will be Seth freaking Rollins versus Cody Rhodes. If that's the case, guys, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. But it has to be them two one-on-one. I do not want a triple threat. I do not want to see Drew McIntyre nowhere near this match. I swear I do not want to see Drew. I am not a big Drew McIntyre fan. He's just going to water this down. Because you know what? Then it becomes a fatal four-way. Why you say that, Jedi? Damian Priest still walks around with that money in the bank briefcase. He still walks around with that, and we have to keep an eye and conscious on him. Keep an eye and be conscious on Damian Priest's money in the bank. That's another one. Got to be careful on that. Then if you have a triple threat and then Damian wants to come in, that's become kind of like a fatal four-way. I don't want to see that. And I asked the question, Roman, Rock, of course, going to be night number two. Night number one, and it sucks for Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. I don't think that's the main event. I'm sorry. As much as I loved both of these guys, that's not your main event, night number one. Night number one belongs to the women. You have to have the women close out night number one, in my opinion. In my opinion, I will be doing another video. I think this WrestleMania should be a lot woman-focused, heavy-driven. You might not like it, sexist wrestling fans, but this WrestleMania, you have a lot of women star power. It might not be, and if you got Rock and Roman bringing the eyeballs in here, you got to load it up female-wise. Because now you're going to have the eyeballs to see it. That's just my opinion. That's for another video for another day. I'm not going to be here too long. I asked this question. What happens to Cody? Personally, if I give me the creative pencil, going to this WrestleMania, I don't know what's going to happen leading to WrestleMania. I don't know what's going to happen. They didn't even, they're totally like disregarding Elimination Chamber. This is on the 24th. We got less than 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks to build. We complain about All Elite Wrestling not building their pay-per-views. And they got months to do that. WWE, you got a couple weeks and you haven't built really nothing for Elimination Chamber to pique our interest. And those people in Australia are waiting for a big card. You got 70,000 plus people waiting out there. You haven't built Elimination Chamber one bit, nothing. But if I'm going forward with Cody Rhodes, if he beats Seth Rollins for that World Heavyweight title, you have a sample size of Cody Rhodes, what he looks like as champion. You could have him be champion. You could have him not even be in WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes is so bummed out, he needs time off. You could go that route. But you're going to have Cody Rhodes on that card. If Cody Rhodes, some way, somehow, of course, according to Sports Illustrated, the leaks got to stop, wrestling fans. Sports Illustrated had this, and he foretell this last week, about Cody not main eventing. They knew this. Someone's leaking it, and I have an idea where that's coming from. I'll leave that to my, I keep it to myself. Cody, if he doesn't come out of WrestleMania as World Heavyweight Champion, and he's still with no gold around his waist, he has to win the Money in the Bank. Cody Rhodes needs to win the Money in the Bank briefcase. Have him hold that briefcase. Not WrestleMania, not SummerSlam either. I wouldn't have him cash in SummerSlam. I'm like, why? You know when I and have him then in SummerSlam capture the World Heavyweight title. And I don't want no unification. I don't want to see any unification title. And I know this is going a little crazy. Have Cody with the briefcase. Cash in at Madison Square Garden. Forget about the World Heavyweight title. Take that away. Have Cody win the Money in the Bank and have him cash this Money in the Bank briefcase at Madison Square Garden. And to perfect time, personally, will be when they do the holiday tour after Christmas. You know, WWE has been doing a lot of wrestling house shows after Christmas at Madison Square Garden. It kind of feels like a tradition. Roman, have him, if he's still the champion, cash in the Money in the Bank. I'm Roman. Hey, and it's not televised. I know, but no one's going to see it. We're not going to be excited. Guess what? The next time you see Cody Rhodes is going to be on day one on Netflix, Monday Night Raw. If you haven't bought the Netflix subscription, it's about money, guys. It's not about the fans' fear, the fans' love anymore. This has turned into a business. When your stocks, when there's stockholders, when there's advertisers, when Slim Jim is threatening to hijack the wrestling, the Royal Rumble card of pulling out of sponsors, of losing millions of dollars, you know, cricket, others. There's so many sponsors that the WWE is getting money and revenue from. They're the ones that pretty much dictate the card because they want the money. They want eyeballs. They want growth. They don't. And that's the issue when it comes to All Elite Wrestling. When you watch them on the ratings, they're always getting 800,000, 700,000 viewers, 1,200 in the arena. You don't see no growth. 5 years, the company doesn't grow. That, and that's not making profit. WWE, they got to show to their shareholders and sponsors they're making money. How do you make money? People going bananas on night on the 25th, 2025, January 1st of 2025 to Netflix, going and paying and subscribing to see Cody Rhodes hold out that title, showing us coming out as world as undisputed world universal champion. That's one way of going. I'm not saying that's the way they're going to go. I'm just putting that out there. Also, you could also have this here. You want to touch the heartstring. And that's where this finish the story really begins. Because when we see that big picture, is Cody Rhodes showing his father in Madison Square Garden holding the world title and technically giving it back because he won it on a countout. That Madison Square Garden is the place they're supposed to finish the story. Not WrestleMania. He didn't wrestle in WrestleMania and came up short. It was Madison Square Garden. Remember that. If you don't want to do the Madison Square Garden, maybe it's too beneath the WWE now. Perfect place. Survivor Series. War Games. Who created War Games? Dusty Rhodes. He's sick and tired of all the politicking. Cody Rhodes' promo. Your family member interferes. Literally and figuratively. You have your cousin take away my WrestleMania moment. You have your family spike me at WrestleMania. All this other narrative when it comes to the bloodline. I want you in War Games. Steel cage, close. One guy comes in as the undisputed champion. And only one guy could come out as champion. Me and you. Two comes in. One comes out with that title. No outside interference. No one coming in. And you go. And I'm going to beat you in my father's creation. You just leave it like that. There's room for WWE to come back from this. They didn't jump the shark, in my opinion. It sucks for us, all Cody fans or folks that are invested. Oh, I invested a year in Cody Rhodes. It's not his fault, guys. It's not Paul Levesque's fault. This is a corporate. You want to get mad at TKO. Get mad at the corporate board. The sponsorships. Those Pizza Hut commercials that you see. The Slim Jim. They snapped into this and they snapped the heart out of this WrestleMania card, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. You don't have to agree or disagree. They just want to build more money. It's about making money. Everyone goes into business to make money, not to lose money, not to make friends. Just remember that, folks. I hate to say that was the right move, but I hate to say that emotionally wise, morally wise, it sucked for Cody. You know what that is? He goes night in, night out to all these different towns. And he seems so genuine. I don't think this is a fake prasad from Cody. He is, that's him who really appreciates the wrestling fan, the business, the kids. You know, the guy paid for the wrestling club out in Brooklyn who do phenomenal work for those kids. Dean Perry, who teaches the kids about wrestling, makes them do assignments, but they make wrestling fun for those kids out there in Brooklyn. He paid for that whole entire wrestling club to go to WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes. He saw a person we know that we go to NXT. I don't know him, but I know I seen him at the NXT, Nico Extra. Salute to you, Nico. His little nephew put a video. His father, his brother-in-law, I believe, recorded his nephew when Cody Rhodes won the Rumble. Took off his shirt and went bananas berserk. He posted it on Twitter. Cody Rhodes DMs him. Nico, I got something. Check your DMs. Two tickets to WrestleMania for that little young boy and his father to take him to WrestleMania. Cody is doing the right thing. Cody is an ambassador. Cody is preparing himself not to be just a face of a company, a world heavyweight champion, but to be an owner, to be next in line, preparing himself after wrestling. He gets it. He gets it. But human emotion, I don't blame him for being this disgruntled or annoyed. I don't blame him one bit. What's your thoughts, wrestling fans? I'll leave you with that. Man, I want the best for Cody Rhodes. But all things come for those who wait. And you know what? We'll see. Only time will tell if this was the right decision for WWE. Give us your thoughts there. We thank you for joining us this afternoon. We have a saying on the Heel of the Ring podcast. If you ain't down with us, we got two words for you. Just subscribe. We'll be on for NXT Vengeance Day watch along. We invite you to watch along with us. And we will be on for Monday Night Raw watch along because we got to hear some more. This got layers to it. This got levels above levels. And we'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again. We really appreciate for your afternoon with us. Peace out. May the Schwartz be with you.